What's up, peeps? It is the Commish. Welcome back once again to FNF Zone coverage. Let's dig right into it. Today, we get to review our wild card games, and we will also be previewing the games for next week's divisional round. So, let's get to our first matchup. The Los Angeles Chargers took on the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland wins this one 24-0, the only shutout of wildcard weekend. So the back-to-back champion is moving on into the divisional round. Excuse me. Let's dig a little bit into stats here, just because there's not as many teams. And we get a chance to dig a little deeper considering it's the playoffs. Baker Mayfield, perfect, almost near perfect passer rating, 153.8, 255 yards, 2 touchdowns for him on the day. Tua Tagovailoa had 182 yards himself, not bad there, but did have an interception in that game. Rushing, we saw Nick Chubb and Travis Etienne Jr. splitting the reps here, both with 8 attempts. Chubb 38 yards, Etienne with 32. And of course, Tyler Collins, usually the big man on campus here for LA, with 14 attempts, only 28 yards though on the day for him. Jarvis Landry was the big end receiving here. 6 receptions, 155 yards, both touchdowns in the game there for Cleveland. And Hunter Henry being the top receiver for the Los Angeles Chargers. 7 receptions, 57 yards, with Tyler Collins also chipping in more so on the receiving game than he did in the rushing game. 7 receptions, 54 yards there for him. On defense, Cleveland's Joseph Gribble, no surprise. 11 tackles, tackle for a loss, and a sack. Drew Tranquil for the Chargers had 9 total tackles, as well as a sack there for him. And Denzel Ward picking up the interception there for Cleveland in that game. And to finish it off, Matt Prater hit a 33-yard field goal in that game, obviously, as well as connecting on all 3 extra points. Moving on to our next game, which was a thriller in Washington, by the way. The Minnesota Vikings taking on the football team in a 2-point game that came down to the wire. Washington had the win all lined up, and the kicker could not make the 30-some-odd yard field goal. 16-14, Minnesota advancing in this one. Digging a little deeper. Jordan Love, 120 yards, touchdown, and an interception on the day. Stafford had 177 yards with 2 interceptions. Dalvin Cook, big here and key in the win. 21 attempts, 170 yards, and a touchdown there for him. Washington's Darrington Evans, 15 attempts for 73 yards, as their MVP caliber player was out for the year, the rest of the year, basically. So he had no effect on this game. Kyle Pitts for Minnesota, 7 receptions, 141 yards. excuse me. We'll give the big winner here for Washington, OBJ, 4 receptions, 45 yards, and a touchdown on the day. Scantling only had 2 receptions for Washington, but he did have 58 yards. On defense, Kenny Blanks, in what looks to be his final year, 8 total tackles, 1 tackle for a loss on the day. Minnesota's Bud with 8 tackles, 2 for a loss, and a sack. Washington's Julian Blackman with an interception. Landon Collins with the other, and Harrison Smith with the interception there for Minnesota. And to finish off this game with kicking, Chris Nagger, 3 for 3, 42 being his long, and Tressway missing both field goal attempts. So there you have it. There's the main reason Washington lost that game. Up next, we've got the Pittsburgh Steelers and New York Jets. If you recall, this game last time around was pretty close. Unfortunately, not here. The Jets advancing 31-19 was the final in this one. Justin Fields, 154 yards, 2 touchdowns. Burrow, 165 yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions. And Russell Wilson for the Jets, 194 yards and 3 touchdowns on the day. Darrell Henderson Jr. taking on the workload for New York, 25 attempts, 139 yards. Rashad Penny, though, was the one getting the touchdown there for New York. And it was a pretty lackluster rushing for Pittsburgh as they were playing from behind basically the whole game. Alvin Kamara, non-factor, 4 attempts on 11 yards. Caden Smith for Pittsburgh, though, tops here in receiving, 15 receptions, 281 yards, 2 touchdowns on the day for him. T.Y. Hilton and Hingle McCrangleberry both with 5 receptions and a touchdown. Hilton had 81 yards. McCrangleberry was 61. Max Williams also with a touchdown for the Jets. And fullback Alec Ingold for Pittsburgh with a touchdown as well. Devin Bush on defense. 11 tackles, 2 for a loss on the day for him. Not too bad. Carl Lawson for Pittsburgh as well. 7 tackles and a tackle for a loss. Blake Cashman and Trey Flowers both for the Jets with an interception on the day. And to kill off this game, we've got Tyler Bass with a 21-yard field goal and connecting on all 4 extra points in this one. Up next, we've got the Carolina Panthers taking on the Green Bay Packers. There was no doubt to the win here. Carolina wins 38-7. Green Bay just being a non-factor in this game, unfortunately. Carson Wentz, 118 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. It didn't even get sacked, even, honestly. Trevor Lawrence with 84 yards, a touchdown, 2 interceptions for Green Bay, as well as Aaron Rodgers with 43 yards and an interception. On the rushing end, big game here for Austin Eckler, 18 attempts, 154 yards, 4 touchdowns. Gus Edwards chipping in with a touchdown as well, as long as 67 yards on 12 attempts. Aaron Jones for Green Bay, not much of a factor. 8 attempts, 37 yards, and McCaffrey had 5 attempts for 19 yards. So not a very good day for the Green Bay rushers. Devontae Adams winning big with the receiving. 4 receptions, 53 yards. Ian Thomas for Carolina, 4 receptions, 42 yards. Nick Boyle with the lone receiving touchdown in this game for either team going to Green Bay. On defense, Dragon Balls, 9 tackles, tackle for a loss there for Green Bay. Lex Grossman, who is looking to be in his final year for Carolina, 6 tackles, tackle for a loss, 2 sacks on the day. And David Long Jr., Troy Pride Jr., and Jamie Richard all with interceptions in this one. Neither team doing a very good job on the kicking scene here. Matthew Wright for the Panthers, 1 for 3. His only make being from 33 yards. He did connect on all 5 extra points, though. And, excuse me, Tiny Boop Squeak Shorterly for the Green Bay Packers, missing his only attempt and connecting on his only extra point. Up next, we've got the New England Patriots taking on the Houston Texans. New England wins this one 31-21 in Houston. After a couple weeks of ball security being an issue, that was not much of an issue here. Williamson with a perfect QB rating, 320 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he was 13 for 15 on the day. Deshaun Watson, 236 yards, 2 touchdowns on the day. This was probably the most clean game we've ever seen here in FNF. There was not a single turnover in this game. For rushing, we've got Jonathan Taylor on top, 19 attempts, 140 yards on the day there for him. Surprisingly, no touchdown. Leonard Fournette, 10 attempts, 49 yards, and a touchdown there for him for Houston. And Williamson chipping in with a rushing touchdown as well. Jalen Waddle here, the big winner on receiving, 3 receptions, 108 yards, and a touchdown. McLaurin chipping in with 2 receptions, 82 yards, and a touchdown. Will Fuller with a 75-yard touchdown for Houston. Noah Font back to New England, 4 receptions, 71 yards, and a touchdown. And Houston's Josh Reynolds with 4 receptions, 63 yards, and a touchdown as well. Over to defense, we have Houston's Chuck Clark with 8 total tackles, a tackle for a loss, and a sack. DJ Reader with 7 tackles, 2 for a loss and a sack. Jabril Peppers for New England, 6 tackles. Let's see here. Who got the sacks for them? Bradley Chubb with 2 of the 3 New England sacks. TJ Watt with the 3rd, and Javon Kinlaw with the 3rd sack for Houston. Harrison Butker connecting on a 32-yard field goal as well as all 4 extra points for New England, and Houston's Aldrick Roses connecting on all 3 extra points there for himself. New England moves on and survives. Another barn burner of a game, a heartbreaker after 2 straight years of not being into the playoffs. The 3rd season here was the charm for the Cougars, playing the San Francisco 49ers, had the game in the bag, and an interception ruined it. 29-28, San Francisco survives and advances in this game. Jamie Newman, 119 yards, 2 touchdowns there for him. Chicago's Sean Bryant, 168 yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions on the day. San Fran's Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 23 attempts, 136 yards, and a touchdown. Chicago's Joe Mixon, 16 attempts, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns. Raheem Mostert for San Fran as well with 5 attempts, 84 yards, and a touchdown. And Chicago's Ronald Jones II chipping in with a touchdown on the ground as well. Sticking with the Cougars here, Zay Jones, 4 receptions, 74 yards, and a touchdown. San Fran's Landon Wilson, both receptions were touchdowns in this one. Total of 62 yards on the day for him. Let's see. Okay, we can move on to defense here. Trayvon Moehring for Chicago, 7 total tackles, tackle for a loss. Denard Venable, 5 tackles and 3 tackles for a loss. Rashawn Gary with both of the sacks on the day. And San Fran's Trey Herndon and Kwiski Tart with the interceptions. And to finish out our final game of Wildcard Weekend, we have Justin Rohrwasser connecting on a 25-yarder, making both extra points. And Will Lutz missing on his only attempt, but connecting on both, sorry, all four extra point attempts that he had had in this game. So with that, let's do a recap here real quick. Browns move on, Vikings move on, Jets move on, Panthers move on, Patriots move on, 49ers move on. I believe I was pretty much right on everything except the Washington game. And I believe the Chicago San Fran game. Which those were both close games. So all in all, not too bad for me. I like that. I like them stats. So with that, let's move on to preview the divisional round. Okay, moving on. We have our first matchup of the divisional round. The New England Patriots, the 6 seed, taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, the 1 seed. The last time these two played, which was week 6 this year, the Chiefs took the win 38-28 after New England had a 2-touchdown lead, all because of crazy issues. We saw Marquise Hollywood Brown throwing the ball back on a kick return. Never saw that in my life before. Some fumbles, which kind of handed the Chiefs the game at the end. This is Kansas City's first season back, lucking into a lot of stuff here this year. A couple wins, the number one seed. Now, Kansas City plays arguably their biggest rival in FNF. And then we've got New England, who has been in the playoffs every year since inception. 7 straight seasons. If I have to choose who wins this game, I would fully go New England here. Just because of the experience. There's no rust there from playoffs. This is the first year in probably about a couple seasons that they've made it out of wild card round due to various things. I don't particularly know how close this game will be, considering New England was up by 2 scores early in that, well, late in that game, the first time around this season. And then Kansas City did take it by 10. So we'll say we'll give this a touchdown difference in the game. I'm going to go with New England on this one. The next matchup is the Minnesota Vikings, who are the 7th seed, taking on the Oklahoma City Nighthawks, who are the number 1 seed in the NFC. after the close game and squeaking out that win against Washington, considering that the Nighthawks have been in the Super Bowl the last two seasons, I don't see Minnesota winning this one, and I also don't see this game being very close at all. I'm going to go Nighthawks with the W, at least two touchdowns in this game. After that, we have the three-seeded New York Jets taking on the two-seeded Cleveland Browns. These two met week 5 of the regular season, with the Browns winning 20-6. So that being said, I think I'm gonna have to go with the Cleveland Browns for two reasons. One being they won the contest earlier in the year, and two because they are the two-time defending Super Bowl champions. Even though it wasn't that close of a game last time, I feel like this game will be a little closer, to be honest. Let's give it a touchdown margin in favor of the Browns moving on. And our final divisional round matchup is the Carolina Panthers, who are the 6th seed, taking on the 4th seed of the San Francisco 49ers. The Panthers did just beat the Green Bay Packers. 49ers beat a Chicago team who was in the playoffs for the first time in 3 seasons. I think Carolina wins this game. Let's see if these guys have played earlier in the year to gauge a little better with this game. Let's see here. And yes, they did. Week 17, these two played, with the Panthers winning 24-10. So yeah, that basically tells me everything I need to know. I'm definitely gonna go Panthers in this one. I would say we'll give this one a 2-score game as well. So I think the NFC is gonna be a blowout this week. I'm gonna take Panthers over the 49ers here. And that is about it, guys. Of course, next time we will be reviewing these divisional games. We will find out who is in the championship round. And we've got the Super Bowl right around the corner. So that being said, I will see you next time. I am the Commish. This was another episode of FNF Zone Coverage, and I thank you for tuning in.